Lock the original and the draft in your desk and hand them over to me personally tomorrow morning.
You were alone during all this?
Yes.
Near to any door or window?
No, in the center of the room.
And you spoke low?
Both of us.
Thank you. Pray, go on.
I did exactly as instructed. Worked on alone. When I saw the contents of the treaty, I realized that my uncle had not exaggerated its importance.
I know you cannot go into details, but...
Part of it foreshadowed the policy which this country would pursue in the event of the French fleet gaining a complete ascendancy over that of Italy in the Mediterranean.
And to think we used to hit you over the shins with a wicket.
Oh, if that were my only problem, Watson. Oh, the naval treaty. It was a long document, 26 separate articles, all written in the French language. By 9 o'clock, I was barely a third of the way through. I'd been anxious to hurry, you see, because I knew that Joseph was travelling back to Woking by the 11 o'clock train, and I'd hoped to join him, but gave up on that idea. Oh, I feel so drowsy. Stupid. Coffee. That's what I need. I rang the bell for the commissionaire. He makes coffee in a little lodge at the foot of the stairs. Coffee. That's what I need. Oh, Miss Tangye, I was expecting your father.
I was downstairs when you rang, sir. Thought I'd save his legs.
I see. Could you please ask him to make me a cup of coffee? Strong.
I'll tell him.
Miss Tangye, you, do this floor, do you not?
And all the other ones.
Yes, well, it's just that the top of that filing cabinet over there appears to have been gathering dust for over a month now.
It's a very tall cabinet.
Perhaps a longer feather duster?
I'll do it tonight, sir.
No, not tonight. Tomorrow evening will be fine.
So, it's just a coffee, sir.
Strong.
I'll tell him.
Oh. I wrote two more articles. Felt more drowsy than ever. Where was my coffee? Ages I've wasted.
Shh, Percy.
I opened the door. Looked down the corridor. No one. Down the stairs. Dimly lit. Commissioner's lodge at the bottom.
Mr. Phelps, sorry.
I came to see if my coffee was ready. Now, where the devil is it?
Oh, I was boiling the kettle for you, sir. I must have fallen asleep, sir. Sorry. But, Mr. Phelps.
Yes?
But, it's the bell, sir.
The bell?
Yes, sir. If you was here, who rang it?
What are you saying, man? What bell?
The bell of the room you was working in, sir.
Oh, my God! Oh, no. No! The coffee, still on my desk, but the original vanished. It was as if a cold hand had tightened it.
Look, calm yourself.
The details, Mr. Phelps. Concentrate your mind upon the details.
Yes. Halfway down the staircase, another flight leads off down to a side door which opens out into Charles Street. It's used by the clerks as a shortcut when coming from there. The thief must have used it also. Otherwise, I should have met him on the main stairs.
Could he not have concealed himself in your room, or perhaps the corridor? Dimly lit, you said.
No, a rat could not have hid in either place.
Sir, pray continue.
Well, the commissioner and I ran down the side stairs. The door to Charles Street was closed, but unlocked. We rushed out into the street. I distinctly remember the chiming of a church bell. 9:45.
That may be of enormous importance. Go on.
Dark night. Thin, warm rain falling. Cobbles wet and slippery in the lamplight. No one on the street. Nearby in Whitehall, you could hear the sound of traffic and people. But here was nothing. Nothing. Just the rain falling and us running. At the corner, we found a policeman.
Robbery. A robbery has been committed. A document stolen. Has anyone passed this way?
Just the one person, sir. A small woman with a paisley shawl.
That would be my daughter.
No one else?
No one.
Well, which way did the woman turn?
I had no reason to notice her.
How long ago?
Within the last 5 minutes.
Tell you where do you live?
16 Ivor Road, Brixton. But please, Mr. Phelps, don't be drawn on a false scent. My daughter has nothing to do with all this.
It was pointless to pursue further. We returned to the office, the policeman informed Scotland Yard, and then we made a thorough search of stairs and passages without result. One thing, though, the corridor to my room was laid with a kind of
creamy linoleum, which shows an impression very easily. But there was no trace of any footmarks.
It had been raining all evening.
Since about 7.
So, no marks then, though the night was wet.